Boy basketball team, Larry Shiat, joining us here on the program. Coach Shiat, it's a pleasure to have you on again. How are you doing today?
Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Okay, so you've had several days, you're going to have several days in between games. What kind of things have the Cowboy basketball team been doing during this quote-unquote bye week without a game during the midweek? And what kind of things do you feel like you accomplished during this time?
Well, we worked on this the week before coming up, whether we would have won or lost the Utah State game. We took Sunday off, which was good for the kids, except for those who needed to rehab. And then Monday, we had a full practice, which was all about us and just tinkering with some things that we need to think about as we come down the tail end. Tuesday, they were off again, just extra mentoring academically. Yesterday, they lifted and had a quite lengthy individual workout, and then it's back to work on Boise today, sort of a review of where we left off last time. In my case, in the staff's case, we took advantage of Tuesday and Wednesday, and we were on the road recruiting some underclassmen.
I'm wondering, you're on the road recruiting, but do you get a chance to watch any of the games? The bulk of the games in the Mount West were yesterday. You get a chance to do that, or is that something that you spend more time with film work that you get?
I watch tape on the airplane back and forth of obviously Boise, because we've got them coming up. And then I got home a little late last night just in time to watch the frenzy and hear about it at both Colorado State as well as Fresno.
Care to comment on the frenzy at the end of the Colorado State game? What did you see or anything like that?
I wouldn't get people any more upset with my comments now as they were a month ago. So I'll keep it at that.
All right, Wyoming head basketball coach Larry Shiat joining us here in the Sports Zone. You guys hit the school record 23s, took a school record 38 threes in the win over Utah State, and already have a single season record for 3-pointers made with several games left. Did you feel like this was a team that was going to be so reliant on the 3-point shot?
Well, it was a team that we talked about as early as June and July, that we would have to change some things. I'm not too old to change. And so we knew we were built differently. We had just come off some upper class, actually three pretty good upper class interior players, Cook, Nance, and Sellers, who had been around the block for quite some time. And so we would be built differently, and we wouldn't be going with post touches, 12, 15, 18 post touches a game. How would we get to the foul line, which is important? We would have to be a better driving team. How would we score? Well, we'd take advantage of playing a little more small ball with Hayden and Al and Jason at the four and get some shooters on the floor. So it was part of the plan. We didn't know how well it would work, but we did plan on taking at least 45 to 50% of our field goal attempts from the three-point line.
Wyoming head basketball coach Larry Shiat here in the Sports Zone with us. We talked a lot this week, and the last couple weeks actually, Coach, about the progress and the player that Jason McManaman has become. Because there's a lot of fans out there that really get behind, one of Wyoming's own having some success here. And boy, J-Mac has certainly done that. What do you make of the progress that he's made and the player that he's become? Because he's certainly done well and got another year to even get better.
Well, anytime you see development and progress like we have, it's a combination. We've got some assistant coaches who understand a lot about individual development, teamwork, and coaching in general. And you better have a young man who wants to put the time in, who cares to be part of a process, and is not in a hurry like so many others that can't wait to get to the next bus stop. And if things go a little slower than they want, they're out. Next school, next bus stop. So compliments both to Jason McManaman and our assistant coaches, who have done a great job of improving not only his confidence and his strength, but his ability to shoot well and shoot quicker. I think that's a key. And I would throw this in. He clearly is the best defender on our team at every single position. That's why he's developed more in the shy game, because he can guard any position, and he can go doggone near 38 to 40 minutes.
You get Boise State on Saturday, Coach. In the first meeting, you didn't have Josh. He's going to be in this one. But what do you expect, any differences the second time around? Do you think Boise is going to be playing different? And if so, what areas do you see that possibly happening with Boise State? Or have you seen from them over the last few games?
That's the chess match involved in all conference play. That's why I like to get at least one or two doubles in the preseason to get the team ready. That players are different, teams are different. I tried to point that out to our team a month ago with Air Force. They play decidedly different at home than they do away, and many teams do. So it's a chess match. You're watching tapes of the most recent games, looking at how they played you and how you played them in game one. And then you sort of nibble at both ends and figure out how best do we win this game. They've changed some of their personnel. They've fondled with some of their minutes. We've sort of been pretty consistent with our rotation. And our players know that. We don't know who's going to start. We don't know how many minutes sometimes, but we pretty much know we're going to get 9 and oftentimes 10 players in a half, because we thought that would be a way that we would develop a newly built team better.
You know, they're very talented, but they have struggled somewhat of late. Where have you seen some of those struggles with Boise State over the last few games?
Well, they've been in a lot of close games, mm-hmm. as we have, CSU has, and actually San Diego State on their win streak was in a lot of close games, including last night's loss. That happens a lot in conference play. Mm-hmm. People get a little tighter. Players get a little tighter. The game gets a little bit more conservative. So it's hard to identify because their numbers are pretty similar. For example, in all their games this year, they're averaging 78 points a game and giving up 70. And in league play, the most recent 12, 77 and 73. So their numbers are pretty much the same. It really becomes, okay, how do we best serve ourselves on the road in Boise? We'll try to figure that out in the next 48 hours and give it a heck of a run Saturday afternoon.
Coach, I'll leave you with this. You know, obviously, a big week or big next few weeks here in Cheyenne with the 2016 legislative session. And I know you and Coach Bull and Coach Ligursky all co-signed on a letter that was sent out about the state match that is going to be up for debate. This thing affects the entire athletics department, the University of Wyoming. Just, you know, relay that message to the fans and maybe people listening that are very interested in how this is going to go down, how important that state match is for you guys and the entire athletic department.
Well, I've experienced that almost every walk of the way during my 43 years of coaching. No matter where it's been, there's a constant struggle between what is and what isn't, why and why not, athletics versus the other side of a university. And sometimes it gets more antagonistic than it needs to be. I can tell you this, because of where we're located, which we have nothing that we can control, including the weather for our wonderful fans who would love to be at every game and a lot of times can't get there. That's a factor that we have to deal with because it costs a lot more money to go back and forth. That could be recruiting. That could be team travel. And so, consequently, there's an expense that we have that not many others have. At the same time, you have to look at what athletics can do, not what they do all the time. We are a great illustration. I mean, have we forgotten how depressed all of us were this time last year with oil, gas, and the finances not being where they could be and should be in this state? And then the loss we had with one of our most wonderful Wyomingites, Mick. And do we not remember the spirit that we captured with that victory? Not just each game in Vegas, but it gave people an inner peace. It gave people a pride. That's what athletics can do. And so, furthermore, we are more synonymous with the states, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, North, South Dakota, and Wyoming. We all have a lot in common. Like, we're in the north. It's rather cold in the winter during basketball season. We're hard to get to for about 5 months. They all play in a small conference. We don't. We've been proud people who have played with the big boys, the Vegases, the New Mexicos, the San Diego States. And you know what? We'd love to continue. That's what Wyoming, regardless if we don't have 500,000 people in the whole state, that's what we've been about. Tough. We can find a way. We can develop. We can do it. And you know what? We're going to lose that. There is no question. If we lose this match, we've already lost 20%. Mm-hmm. If we lose all of it, there is no way we're going to be able to field the athletes, travel with the athletes, feed the athletes, and compete with the big boys. And maybe it's time, as some people on the other side think, maybe it's time we play against the littler boys. You know, maybe we'll have a better shot.
No way.
It's not for you and I to fix, but I got to tell you something. It is very meaningful for the student athletes that we've brought a long ways, because we don't have a whole lot of them in this state. Like I said, we have 500,000 in the entire state. There's more people in the suburbs of Denver.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I couldn't have said it any better. That was great. I appreciate the time very much, and thank you so much.
All right.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Bye.